Hi, this is Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to Love, Lineage, and Legacy. This is Legacy, Part 2. So the question really is my legacy alive? Is it making an impact? Or is my legacy a bunch of dollars in a bank, asleep? Not really alive, not really vital, not really doing anything except for growing in a bank. Is that a legacy? So it can be considered one, certainly, and I'm sure descendants would be happy to receive it. I know I would. But let's think about what our true legacy is. So right now, we're at a time in our planet's history where every single one of us is leaving the legacy of a planet that's changing dramatically. And we were left that legacy by our parents. So we have to look at what is the larger impact that my legacy makes. Whether or not you have an actual physical biological child, that's not the issue. The issue is, what is our human legacy, and how do we leave this for those that will follow us and hopefully not curse our names? Hopefully remember with fondness the grandmothers and grandfathers that went before from the south and the north and the east and the west, who carried the truth and the knowledge forward. So what is it that you're carrying forward in your offering bowl, in your on your silver platter for your descendants, or for the children of the neighborhood, or the children of your country? What is it that you're bringing forward? Are you bringing compassion forward? Are you living in compassion so that your every word speaks that? Are you sharing the truth of your own inner journey? Are you sharing in some way an art form that elevates and opens eyes? Are you painting or drawing or dancing or singing and recording your information, your truth? Are you sharing that for the future? Are you sending that down as your legacy? I was a musician for years. And we would do gigs, and they would go into the air. And they would impact the people for a moment at the job. But I realized years later, I had spent hundreds of hours giving deeply from my heart, and it had literally gone into the ethers. So I'm kind of interested in how we capture the legacy, how we bring it forward. Are we recording it in some way? Are you writing down your stories? Are you sharing your insights and your ideas, your ruminations, your thoughts? I like to think of a story I heard one time about a family who had been lost in the wilderness and stumbled into a cabin that had been left 100 years before. And they found in a drawer of a desk in the cabin a diary from a woman who had lived there before. And it was the only thing they had to entertain themselves while they waited to be rescued from this cabin in the wilderness where they had sought shelter. And the story of this woman's life poured out, sharing her experience of the trees and the forest and the wild animals, the fears that she experienced, the triumphs, the happiness, and the joy of thinking of her family far away. She left a legacy. She left a legacy in a drawer and no one knew about it for 100 years, and then they found it. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. What is your legacy? What are you leaving in the drawer that someone 100 years from now will find? Do you remember how we used to make time capsules. And we'd bury those time capsules in the backyard, or the school project would be to dig up a plot of earth and put the time capsule in, and you'd put in your, you know, your double bubble gum, or you'd put in your baseball card. Imagine what it would be like to find a time capsule from 200 years ago, or 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago, and what those little pieces, those little things would show as a legacy. So it's the same thing for you. The objects that you leave behind, sort out the clutter, because it doesn't matter. What does matter is what's precious. What does matter is what you feel an emotional connection to, and what does matter is what has meaning for you. That's your legacy that you'll leave. What has meaning for you? Now, maybe it's big concepts and visions of how the world can be different in some way, but maybe it is only your understanding of the beauty of a flower or a song. Whatever it is for you, you must express it. Because anything that is not expressed, any part of your legacy that is not brought forward, means that it doesn't live. It doesn't live. Because if you don't bring it out of yourself, if you don't let your creativity out, your desires out, your dreams, your hopes, your vision out, then it's just going to die with you. And it won't have the impact that you would like it to have. So don't waste another moment. Sit down today and write down something about yourself that you want people to know. And think in a big way. 100 years from now, 200 years from now. Not just your descendants, but people who come after you. What do you want them to know about it? Your thinking, your quest for knowledge, or your thirst for spiritual awakening. What do you want them to know about your passions and your desires, your hopes and dreams? These are the most important parts of what it is to be a human being. And as we lighten up, one of the things that we have to do is let go of the heavy attachment we have to my dreams, my hopes, my desires. And the best way to do that is to write them down and put them out, so that maybe they can someday inspire someone else, but they won't keep you fettered. They won't keep you bound up and tied and anchored to an unfulfilled notion of what it was that you were supposed to be. One of the problems with testing kids in school is that they go away thinking they're supposed to do something or be something or make something happen. And we all know that doesn't work. It just makes people feel less than, small, ineffectual, foolish, unable, actually. So we have to shake off those old chains that bind us and keep us, hold us in a prison of our own fear. Fear that we're inadequate, that we can't do it. In fact, that we aren't enough. We have to shake those fears off and move forward. And the best way I know how to do that is to literally take them off. Take off your handcuffs. Throw them in the sun. Take off your shackles around your ankles. We're all slaves in some way. And throw them into the sun. Unbind yourself and refuse to follow the leadership of anyone but your own heart. Listen to your own soul's need. Not just to belong to a community or to fit in with your friends or to make enough money to survive, but literally listen to your own heart's desire as it speaks the language of your soul. It's simple. It's not complicated. You're either a visionary or you're an artist or you're a lover. It's not complicated. Pick your favorite and then leave the legacy that goes with it. I'm a visionary. I see things the way I see things, and it's usually a little different than everybody else. And what I left behind is a book about the sacred anatomy that I wrote, and ideas about that, concepts about that, energy work that I developed, over 500 procedures, clearings, and alignments that I created. So I've done that. That's my legacy, and I leave it. But who am I leaving it to? I'm leaving it to my students. I'm leaving it to you. But more than anything, I'm leaving it to the future. Legacy is a belief in tomorrow. And it was your ancestors' belief in who you were, becoming who you are, who you're capable of being. They left everything to you. And you will leave everything to your descendants and to those that come behind you, whether they're biologically related to you or not. Because, like it or not, whether you can accept it or not, we're all related. We're all one family. It's problematic, I know. We're all different colors. We're all different belief systems. We're all different levels of intelligence. We're all different levels of financial accomplishment. But none of that really is our legacy. Our true legacy is our greatest jewels that we leave. That we leave along the trail, along the path that we're walking. Not that we're clutching in our hands when we die, but what we let go of, what we leave, what we give away, in fact. So, my friends, give it away. Give away your pearls, your diamonds. Give away your treasures. And leave your legacy.